In Northwest news from KPLU, Mariners star pitcher Felix Hernandez is sporting a new look at spring training. His hair is buzzed on the sides and bright blonde on top. Newness is a big theme for the Mariners this season as they get ready to begin exhibition play next week. The team has a new general manager, a new manager, and a bunch of new players. And that could mean the end of some old problems, as sports commentator Art Thiel tells KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick.
Art, let's start by discussing who needs to do what in spring training.
Well, this is an unusual camp because they have 17 new players in the 40-man roster, which gets cut down to 25 at the start of the regular season. Most of the new guys are probably going to be on that. And general manager Jerry DePoto has basically determined the starting lineup already. There's not a lot of competition for positions. They've got people ready to be in the starting lineup. It's how they're deployed that's interesting. The two guys that are most interesting for me on the pitching staff are holdovers. Those are young guys, James Paxton and Taiwan Walker. They're guys with immense talent who, either for injuries or mechanical problems in their pitching, have not fulfilled a full season. And that's what's really potentially exciting for the Mariners, is that if Walker and Paxton deliver, these are homegrown guys whose contracts the Mariners control. If these guys can deliver this year, it will be a huge asset for the Mariners, because getting three homegrown starters, including Felix Hernandez, and supplemented by veteran guys they brought in this year, will make it a very dynamic pitching staff. And I'm thinking that that is probably the number one thing they want to accomplish in spring training with pitching.
And what's the biggest unresolved issue on offense?
Well, they've got the position players in place, but they still don't have a leadoff hitter. I think they anticipate that newcomer outfielder Nori Aoki will be the leadoff hitter. And we'll see. Again, another Japanese left-handed hitter hitting leadoff. Yeah, we've seen this before in
Ichiro,
Seattle.
Yeah.
The issue for Aoki is he going to be a good enough fielder to be able to hold the defensive position as well as being the leadoff guy? The Mariners were terrible last year with leadoff hitters. So if they can get a good leadoff hitter, that would set the table for a pretty good crew behind them in Robinson Cano, Nelson Cruz, and Kyle Seager. So if Aoki can deliver as he has in the past in his four-year major league career, they've really got something.
Well, let's talk about the bullpen a bit. Fans were really deflated last year by the collapse of the bullpen. They were worst in the league when they were the best in the league the year before.
Right. Bullpens are very erratic. It's a difficult thing to make an assessment from one year to the next whether these guys are going to be consistent enough over a two-year period. And clearly, the Mariners were the epitome of what can be the worst development in a bullpen. So they've gotten rid of a number of guys in there, including solid guys like Tom Wilhelmsen, to reassemble the pen. And the two positions in the bullpen that are most important are the eighth inning setup guy and the closer in the ninth inning. They have two new guys in there. Joaquin Benoit is the eighth inning setup guy. He's a 38-year-old who will remind some of Fernando Rodney, but he won't have the arrows. And I think he will have the will to succeed in the setup spot. And then Steve Chysek is the 29-year-old closer. He's had a number of good years in the National League. There's a lot of reasons to think he's in position for a bounce-back year. And he's also a veteran, like Benoit. And unlike the Mariners guys that they started out of the bullpen with last year, including Carson Smith and Tyler Olson, they just needed more experience. And so the Mariners went out and hired experience. I think it's going to work. If those guys can deliver on the back end of the pitching staff, along with Walker and Paxton in the front end, the Mariners have something.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.